The Mishnah, in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, tells us that it's aser to do business and it's aser to sell an animal to a goy within 3 days of the Yom Eid of the Goyish holiday. And the Gemara brings 2 reasons as to why this perhaps would be aser. Number one, it's lifnei evil esit mechshol. You're not allowed to cause someone to do an iser, you're not allowed to enable someone to violate an iser. And when you sell the animal to a goy right before his holiday, you're causing him to be makriv this behemoth to his avodah zarah on the holiday, and that's lifnei iver, because he's not allowed to do that. It's one of the shavim mitzvot noyach avodah zarah, and you're enabling that to happen. You're enabling him to serve avodah zarah, so you're over on lifnei iver lisit and mikshah. That's one sheet in the Gemara. A second sheet in the Gemara is that the iser is of lo yishama al picha, that you're not allowed to cause the name of avodah zarah to be mentioned. And since when you sell the animal to him and give him a profit, give him some revach right before his Yom Eid, he's going to thank his God and mention the name of his God. So you're causing the name of the God to be mentioned. You're not allowed to cause the name to be mentioned. The Gemara then says, what's the nafkamina between these two opinions? The nafkamina is if the goy has other animals to offer to this avodah zarah on the holiday. If you hold that the iser is lifnei iver, that you're enabling him to do an iser avodah zarah, so you're not causing him, because one of the rules of lifnei iver is if he has the ability to be over this particular iser anyways, even without your assistance, then if you give him the material to do the iser, you're not over on lifnei iver. It's like chad avra denara. Chad avra denara means that the iser is only when you enable the iser to take place. But if anyways the guy could purchase the item without you, he could get the item elsewhere, he doesn't need you to commit the iser, you're not over on lifnei iver, even though in actuality you're the one who gave it to him. And therefore, since he anyways has behemoths, and he has animals to offer and sacrifice to the avodah zarah, when you go ahead and sell him an animal, you're not actually enabling the avodah zarah to take place, and therefore it's not going to be lifnei iver. However, it's still going to be lo yishama al picha. You're still going to cause him to thank his God, and therefore you're still going to be in violation according to that madiyama. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara is saying the yisoid, and that is that you're only over on the iser of lifnei iver if the person would not be able to commit the iser without your assistance. But if he anyways can do the iser, you have not actually caused the iser to take place. He would have done it without you, and therefore you're not over lifnei iver. However, says the Ran, even though lifnei iver you're not violating, if he would have done and could have done the iser without you, nevertheless, there's still an iser midrabbanan to assist him in his performance of the Aveira, als the iser midrabbanan of Misayeya. You're not allowed to help and aid the performance of an Aveira. It's the iser midrabbanan of Misayeya, and this applies even when the iser d'oraisa of lifnei iver doesn't apply. So even though it's chad avra denara, and he could have done it without you, but if you contribute to the Maisa Aveira, you help, you assist, you're over on the iser midrabbanan of Misayeya. Now says the Ran, where does this come from, this iser? So he says, number one, there's a Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, that discusses the halacha of bezdin mitzuvin lafrishoy, or a katan oichel nevela is bezdin ein mitzuvin lafrishoy. If you see a katan eating nevela, doing an iser, do you have a chiyuv to be mafreshim? It's an entire sugya over there in Maseches Yevamos, machlekes. Lamaisa, the Ramo brings down the opinion that you're mechuyev to be mafresh a kid if he's a giyah l'chinuch, and you're mechuyev to prevent him from doing an iser. You're mechuyev to be mafresh in me'iser. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Chayyadam, actually, that we distinguish between an iser deraisa and an iser derabonon. By an iser deraisa, you're mechuyev to be mafresh a kid from doing something that's aser, even if you're not actively giving him the iser. But if you see him doing something aser, you have to be mafreshim, you have to prevent him. And if it's the Isidra Abonon, then you're not mechuyiv to, unless it's your child. Then midin chinuch, you're mechuyiv to. But that's the hachra of the chayodom. But at any rate, there's a sugya of bezim mesobim lafishoy, and says the Ran, since a person has a requirement to be mafish someone from the Isser, to prevent someone from doing an Isser, then kal v'chaymer, you're not allowed to go ahead and overtly assist him in doing the Isser. You're not allowed to contribute to the asiyas Isser, and therefore, says the Ran, it's osur to be mesayeya someone in the Isser, because you have the chiyav l'hafrisha mi Isser, and now you're going ahead and doing the opposite. V'oyit, says the Ran, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Hey, where the Gemara says that you're not allowed to assist someone in the wine press when he's Tameh, even though you're Toher. Because when you do something with him, you're assisting him, you're Misayeya, you're the Oyvir Aveira. You help him do something that's also, because he's being Mitameh, the Peiris, he's being Mitameh, the grapes that he's treading upon, that he's jumping on. And in the wine press, you're not allowed to assist someone who's being mitame the peiros, even though you yourself are tohar. It's the isser of misayeya. And says the Ran, we have the isser l'hafrishim isser. We have the isser of misayeya. You're not allowed to assist someone in an isser. And according to many achroinim, this entire isser midrabon misayeya de oivir aveiro is a corollary of the basic din of arvos. There's a halach of arvos, you're mechuyev to care for someone else, make sure that he doesn't do an iser. According to many achroinim, this is the nature of this chiyev lahafishim in an iser, and this chiyev to, in fact, refrain from assisting someone in an iser. So again, the Ran is saying that there's an iser midrabanan of misayeya, you're not allowed to assist someone in a ma'isa iser. As we mentioned, one beer in this Isser, according to that many achroinim, is that it's a result of the chiyuv of arvos. You have to make sure that other yidden, and this svar would only apply by yidden, you have to make sure that other yidden are keeping the mitzvahs, and therefore you have to prevent him from doing an Isser. You're not allowed to assist him in doing an Isser. Others say that it has to do with the mitzvah of heichach teichach samisecha. There's a mitzvah of teichacha. You have to reprimand someone if they're doing something asr. So nichlal in the midst of techacha is don't physically assist them in doing an iser. So that's another explanation to this iser. But akoponim, there's an iser of misayeya, an iser midrabanan to contribute to a ma'isa iser. Now the truth is that the Rama brings down a machlekes in Yerideya whether there's an iser of misayeya or not, and the Rama says that even though the minig is lahakil Bal Nefesh Yachmer. However, even though the Ramos says that there's a machlekes, whether there's an Isser Misayeya, and the Minigis Lahakel, but Bal Nefesh Yachmer, the Goyin and the Shach both want to say that the Mekilim are not referring to assisting a Yid in an Isser, because that Lekuli Amos Osser, rather, the Mekilim are talking about a Goy. And they're saying that you're not that there's no Chiev to refrain from assisting a goy in a ma'isa iser. And Dr. Goyin, since the entire halacha of misayeya, the iser misayeya, is based on arvos, since there's no arvos by a goy, there's no chiv of misayeya. There's no iser of misayeya when it comes to a goy. Also, if the mitzvah is hechech techech, there's no mitzvah of techacho by a goy. And therefore, the shach and the goyin both understand that there is no Isser Messiah when it comes to a goy. Now, the Rama seems to hold that there is no chiluk between a goy and a yid, and even by a goy, Bal Nefesh Yachmer. Bal Nefesh Yachmer, and a Bal Nefesh should refrain from assisting him in a Maisa Isser. However, the Shach understands that even the Rama agrees to his distinction between a yid and a goy, and the Shach's psak l'halokh l'maisa is that when it comes to a goy, there is no Isser Misayeya, and this is the shita of most poskim l'alocha. And that's halacha l'maaseh. When it comes to a yid, there's an Isser Misayeya. When it comes to a goy, there's no Isser Misayeya. The reason for this distinction is because the svara of the Isser Misayeya, as we mentioned before, is according to most poskim based on the mitzvah of arvos, and the mitzvah of arvos, the mitzvah of ensuring that you're fellow yidden are doing the mitzvahs and refraining from the averis only applies obviously to a yid, not to a goy. And according to other Paiskim, it's based on the mitzvah of Techacha, which again applies to a Yid, not to a Goy. And therefore, according to most Paiskim, the Isser Mesayeya only applies when helping a Yid do an Isser and not when helping a Goy. So what turns out is that even though when it comes to a Yid, there's an Isser Derabbanon, when it comes to a Goy, there's no Isser Derabbanon Mesayeya. But the Isser Derais of the Fnei Iver applies even to a Goy. That is the halacha lemaisa that emerges from the sugya. Now, the Shach adds a very important and controversial psak. So, the Shach huadin a mumer. If you have a yid who's a mumer, he's a mumer either chal Shabbos but vahesya. He's a mumer lover the Zohar. He's a mumer. He doesn't keep the mitzvahs. Says the Shach, there's no iser of misayeya, and if you avoid the iser of lifnei iver deraisa. For instance, a case where he anyways can do the Isser, and therefore you're not Oiver and Lifnei Iver Deraisa, as we mentioned before, there's still a question of the Isser Drabonon, Zok the Shach. There's no Isser Drabonon if he's a Mummer. If he's a Mummer, there's no Isser Drabonon, and you're allowed to assist him and help him do something also. As I pass the Shach. The question is, where does the Shach get this from? Where does the Shach get this from that there's no Chiyuv, and there's no Isser Messiah when it comes to a Frayid. So the Gilyan Marsha says, perhaps the Shach got it from the Gemara that says, Haliteu l'Rosh of Yamos. A person who's a Rosh, who's anyways someone who's disregarding the mitzvahs and disregarding the Averis. So Haliteu l'Rosh of Yamos, we don't care to protect him from doing further Yisurim, because he's anyways decided to reject the Torah. However, the Gilyan Marsha is, Reb Shlomo Eger is Matbiya. He says, where does the Shach get this from? Haliteu l'Yosh of Yamos is only talking about a case where in the very Maisa that you're doing and causing him to do something Usser, he anyways is doing another Isser. In one Maisa, the Gemara is saying he's coming to steal your Peiris. And the Peiris are Shailav Revai, Netar Karim Revai. It's Usser for a different reason. But he's coming to steal, so you don't have to worry about preventing him from being over on Revai. Because, anyways, he's being over on the Isser of Gezel. In that case, in the very Maisa that we're discussing, he's anyways coming to be over on the Isser. So there we say, Haltel Rosh of Yamas, we don't have to save him from doing a second Isser on top of that. But the Mumer is someone who does Averis in general, but not necessarily in this particular Maisa is he being over. And who says you have a heter to go and help him do the Isser? That's number one. Number two, Haliteli Rosh of Yamas perhaps only applies when he's anyways coming to do an Isser more chomor, like the case in the Gemara where he's coming to do the Isser of Gezel. And therefore, you don't have to save him from doing an Isser Kal, because if he's willing to do an Isser chomor, Kol Shekein, he'll do the Isser Kal and you don't have to worry about. But who said in our case that the din of Haliteli Rosh of Yamas would apply? So the Dogel Meir Vava says in a very important Yisoid in the Shach, and says the Dogel Meir Vava, the Shach's din is lav dafka by a mumer. The Shach's din is by a yid who's doing an aver b'mezid. And the Shach holds that since the whole basis of this Isser Midrabbanan of Seiya is based on arvos, the din of arvos only applies if he's not intentionally violating the Isser. But if he's intentionally and overtly being over on the Isser, there's no Chiv of Arvos, and therefore there's no problem of Misayeya. And it's lav dafka by Mumar. Anytime a Yid does an Aveir b'mezid, there's no Isser Misayeya. If he's intentionally trying to commit an Isser, there's no Isser Misayeya. The whole din is only like the case of a cotton, like the case of the Ram, where you're mafresh a cotton from an Isser. The cotton doesn't know any better. He's not fully cognizant and aware that he's doing something that's wrong. So over there, you have a Chiv to be mafresh him to prevent him from doing something Osir. But if you have a yid that's doing something amazing, you're not mechuyev to mafshim the iser. That is the sheet of the Dogel Merivava in explanation of the sheet of the Shach. That when the Shach extends it to a mumer, the reason is because the Shach understands that the entire iser m'seya is only when you are causing someone or assisting someone to do something also, when he doesn't really realize it's also he's b'shaygig or he's a cotton, etc. But if he's someone that's doing it intentionally, there's no problem m'seya, because there's no din arvus in this particular case. However, the Mogen Avraham disagrees with the Shach. And the Mogen Avraham holds that no, the Isser of Mesayeya does in fact apply even to a mumer. Now, how do we paskin, Lagabi this Machlekes, the Shach and the Mogen Avraham, how do we paskin regarding the Isser of Mesayeya to a mumer? or to a person who's doing the Avera intentionally. Ramosha Feinstein, Negros Moshe Paskins, L'chadchila, a person should be Machmir. However, if a person's, let's say, entire career is on the line, if his business is on the line, then he could be Mekel. And, says Ramosha, if it's a Hefsid, even if it's not, if his entire career is not on the line, but Lamai said it's a Hefsid, so then Yesh Al Milismach, you can't object to a person who wants to be Mekel. However, the Iker Psak of Ramosha is that L'chadchila, a person should be Machmir when it comes to being Messiah to a Mumer. But, he says, since there is the Shach to rely on, according to the Dagomir of Avava, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold like this as an Iker, the Shach about Mumer. So, the Ramosha says that Mokum Hefsid, you can't object if a person wants to Mekel, but if it's a Mamash, a huge Hefsid, he's going to lose his job, Ramosha says that he could be Mekel. However, Rav Nosson Gishtetner and Lahiris Nosson and other Achrenim say that when it comes to a Tinik Shenishba, then we have to be Makbid and we have to refrain from being Mesayehem L'Kuliyam. Because even according to the Shach and the Dagom Erevava, which anyways Rav Moshe says L'Chadchila, you shouldn't be Saimechan, even according to the Dagom Erevava and in the Shach, perhaps that's only by a yid who's doing it b'shat nefesh, who's doing it intentionally, he's doing it in a way that's rebelling. But if a person's a tinik shenishba, he doesn't know better, he wasn't raised in an environment that actually taught him what's right and what's wrong, then if a person's a tinik shenishba, certainly a person has to be makbe, not to be mesayeh, a tinik shenishba, and doing an is. So that's the basic halacha l'maisa. But if he was a real mumer, so, l'chadchili should be machmer, the ikir din is what to be rely on, l'hakel. Hefsib ruba, perhaps it could be mekel. But when it comes to a tinik shenishba, a person should taka be machmer.